Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. Many of us come from a Catholic background, so we're familiar with Matthew 6 a little bit, where beginning in verse 9, we read what we call the Our Father, and it's Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So again, Matthew 5 through 7 is the longest recorded sermon of Jesus. Matthew 5 through 7 called the Sermon on the Mount. So beginning in Matthew 6, he's talking about not giving your alms or praying to be seen of men. Now, if men see you while you're doing that, these things you're giving, you're praying, men are going to see you, but you're not to do it to be seen of men. And so Jesus is talking about prayer. We're going to just focus in on one verse here, and that's going to be verse 6, where Jesus said, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly." So let's look at Matthew 6:6, our main verse today, in these few moments that we have together. Let's break it down a little bit. Jesus teaches us how to pray when he says, when you pray, do what? Enter into thy closet. That means to get alone where no other man or woman. So one of the things we're seeing presented here and established is that our relationship with the Lord is first private before it's public. Keep in mind that if it's private and it's real, it will become public. Remember, Jesus said that if we're ashamed of him before men, he's going to be ashamed of us. Remember, our relationship with Jesus is first private, but it will be public if it's real and private. Because Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. So Jesus says, but thou, he sets the precedent for the importance of private prayer with the Father. When you pray, enter into your closet. That doesn't literally mean a closet, although it could be. It's just expressing that we are to get alone with God. The next thing he says is, when thou hast shut thy door, in other words, seal yourself off from all other human beings so that you can be intimate in prayer with the Father. That's what he means by shut thy door. Seal yourself off from all other humans, and then pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So God aggrandizes, he counts important that secret or private prayer between you and him, that time of communion in the Word and in prayer. And then as you're full of the Holy Spirit, you're full of the virtue, the presence of God, the fruit of the Spirit, then God is going to use you openly or publicly. Remember the two P's here in this order: private, then public. How many people know that the Bible likens or illustrates the body of Christ as the bride of Christ and Christ himself as the bridegroom? First, our relationship with the Lord Jesus is private, and then it will manifest publicly. I mean, think about a man and a woman who are married and how they're intimate privately, but then all of a sudden the good news of a pregnancy comes along. So immediately the private becomes public when the woman's stomach begins to grow and then the baby is born and everybody can see the fruit of that intimate relationship. In the Bible, we have Jesus teaching about the difference between Mary and and Martha. Martha was a person, a disciple of Jesus, but she was very active about the actual serving and the physical things of serving Christ, while Mary sat at Jesus' feet. And that's a picture of privately putting Jesus first in your private life. Just know that Mary, what she did was celebrated by Jesus because she met privately with him, most importantly, as the first love of her life. So Jesus is setting the precedence and teaching us to meet with him and the Father each morning, putting him first with private prayer. The psalmist said, "Early will I seek thee." So when we put Jesus first in our day, he is going to bless us for the rest of the day. Somebody has noted that 63 times the Bible speaks of early morning prayer. Jesus said that we are created by God to know him and the Father. It's a relationship. Jesus taught that we were created to know him and the Father. As we read through the Gospels, we see the prominence of the prayer life of Jesus to the Father. We are following Jesus, and we see in the Gospels, especially Luke, we see the prayer life of Jesus where he put the Father first. So in following Jesus, we put Jesus and the Father first in our lives. We're going to go to one more verse, and that's going to be Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Mark 1:35, we see this of Christ, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, an uninhabited place, and there prayed." The simple truth here is that Jesus got up early and sought the face of his Father in prayer. And in the morning, Mark 1:35, rising up a great while before the day, before sunlight arose, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Now, so Jesus, so far we found out, teaches us to meet with him and the Father privately. And now he's setting the example, as we read here in Mark 1:35, of seeking first the Father every morning in a private place where no man was around or could hear. So if we want to build the foundation of our everyday on the rock, then we follow Jesus by getting up to seek his face and the Father's face in private prayer every morning, in the word and prayer. When we follow Jesus, we do what he did. We rise up early. We put God first every morning when we wake up. Show me a man's prayer life, and I will show you exactly who that man is. So prayerlessness is a sin. If we don't pray and seek in the face of the Lord and communion with him, we are sinning against God, because Jesus commanded us to watch and pray always. Remember, in its simplest definition, prayer is simply communicating with God. Prayer is not a religious activity, it's a relationship activity. God is not interested in religious formality. He's concerned about the state and the sincerity and the honesty of our heart. Prayer is simply an exercise of communication within your relationship with Jesus and the Father. The Bible tells us that God does not look on the outward appearance, but he looks on the heart. Even as you speak heart to heart with your favorite friend that you can be honest and real with, that's how you are to communicate with God, in honesty, sincerity, and reality. When we get real with God, when we get honest with God, all of the plastic pretense and formality and acting is going to go away. Recently, I wrote a book called Authentic Disciple of Jesus, and it was all based on my own personal prayer for God to strip me of all posing, all formality, all fakeness, all frivolity, and just to cry out to Him to make me His authentic disciple with sincerity and honesty. What I want to encourage each person to do is go through each of the 27 books of the New Testament and begin to memorize the order in which they are. Father, we pray right now for a special grace upon these gentlemen to glorify You in spirit, soul, and body, to cleanse their lives of everything in their body and spirit that does not glorify You, that defiles them in Your eyes. And we thank You for it, Lord. We depend on You to do this work in them, and then You'll do it in their lives from the inside out. In Jesus' name, amen. If any man destroy the temple of God, God is going to destroy that man. That's what He says.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, Scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all Scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.